Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. Yes, it's that great. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. All right, Rob, let's go to the NFL as we prepare for this big game tonight, Kansas City and the LA Chargers. But let's talk about another team out west, and that's the San Francisco 49ers, who really, Rob, have one of the most intriguing and interesting situations in the league with their quarterback situation. You got a team that's built to win now, but you're trying to play a young quarterback, and we'll see if he's ready. He didn't look ready after week one. Trey Lance had the lowest completion rate, 46% in the league, had the lowest passer rating, 50 in the league. Now, granted, he was playing in a rainstorm, but still. And Steve Young, the Hall of Famer who led the Niners to a Super Bowl, he had some comments recently about Trey Lance. Here he is. Oh, we don't have sound. Okay. Rob G, can you read the quote?
I will read the quote because it was in the San Francisco Chronicle, and he was talking to Mike Silver, who's on The Volume now with Colin Cowherd. Here's what Steve Young said. Let's not dance around the truth. Trey's got a nearly impossible job. How many bodies have been broken trying to do that? Death or glory, right? And it's 95% death. I got to be honest with you. This job has always been a Super Bowl or bust job. Let's admit it. It's a high wire act for anybody. Trey's goal right now is not to hold the team back.
Mm. Rob?
I don't, impossible job, I guess, just from the standpoint that it ain't about just making the playoffs. They've already done that. They've been to the Super Bowl within, you know, a couple of years ago. So I understand that standpoint that there's a lot of pressure. It's a unique position to be in. And it doesn't, it's not like it's impossible, Chris, because Kansas City moved away from a very competent quarterback, right? And felt that Patrick Mahomes was that guy. And he could lead them to the next step. So right. If you make a move like that, not impossible, but you need a guy and you got to feel confident that he is like a Patrick Mahomes. He's young enough. He's going to make the right plays. You know what I mean? He's explosive. He has all this other stuff that you look for. And he's going to make the throws that Jimmy G can't make.
And see, I just don't see it with Mahomes in practice.
No, right.
You know? So they knew. It's like, oh, this is.
We talked
ready.
About it before with Aaron Rodgers when they gave up on Brett Favre.
Right.
They knew, Chris, that was it. Were they rolling the dice?
Nah, they knew.
They knew Brett Favre played three more years and went to an NFC championship game with the Vikings. They knew he had more left. But they knew they had somebody. And that is what I don't get, or the feeling I don't have from the 49ers, Chris. That's why this is such a crapshoot. If this was Justin Herbert,
and right.
it wouldn't even be an issue. We wouldn't have this conversation.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think impossible because, Rob, I don't think it's Super Bowl or bust. I think if they make the playoffs and get maybe win a game, because they were in the NFC title game last year, so they're not going to be happy with just making the playoffs or even just winning one game. But let's say they get there, win a game, and Trey shows consistent improvement. And by the end of the year, you're like there's no doubt in any of our minds. And I'm not saying he's going to be Justin Herbert or Patrick Mahomes by the end of the year. He might not be that good. But let's say he's answered all of our questions. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we're like, okay, now this dude is, he's the future. Okay? If that happens and they get to just the second round and lose, I think they'll be okay in San Francisco. But it is a very tough situation. As you said it, right? Look at the majority of the young quarterbacks who come into the league. The reason we're not ripping or even talking a lot about Trevor Lawrence is because he's on a bad team.
Right.
If he were playing for the Niners throwing 12 touchdowns and 17 interceptions last year, oh, he'd be a serious conversation, right? Zach Wilson, any of these young guys, they generally go to bad teams. You don't expect them to win.
That's why
it's just all about their development.
Right. Normally top picks go to bad teams. Right. That's the history of it.
And this is unique in that you're trying to develop a young quarterback with a winning team, with a team that could win the Super Bowl. Now, they did do it with Mahomes, but to your point, Rob, first of all, he was a 10th pick, not the third pick. And also they knew. They knew how great he was. They had seen it for a full year in practice. You heard the stories. Oh, this dude is the truth. Like, you know, it really was no doubt. And Rob, I think they look, I get why they went and got another quarterback. And yes, Jimmy G is limited and he can't, you know, he's not a Pro Bowl type quarterback. But beyond that, Rob, I think it was the injuries. The fact that he just can't stay healthy. Like, I think if he had played five seasons in San Francisco and was healthy, first of all, they might have a Super Bowl. The way he, you know, the only two full seasons he played there, he got them to the NFC title game. And we talked about it last year. They're a dropped interception away from maybe going to another Super Bowl.
Right. It wasn't like they were out of it totally. They were close to going to a Super Bowl, Chris.
And Rob, Jimmy G, look, we all know he hasn't won one. We all know he's not an all-pro type quarterback. But I believe they could win a Super Bowl with Jimmy G. They were up, what, 10?
They were up 10 in the fourth quarter.
With 8-9 minutes left in the fourth quarter against Kansas City. And none of us are going to say he, like, put the team on his back. But to say he doesn't make a difference, like, they carried him. Well, then why don't they carry whoever replaces him when he doesn't play?
Because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. There's something about certain guys. He wins. Yep. And you could poo-poo it all you want and say it's this or that, but you just said it. They have put other guys in, and it's not the same magic. It doesn't work.
Rob, I don't think that – I mean, I think the 49ers would be nuts to be certain on Trey Lance because we just haven't seen enough. And I look, he might be all that. He's got the physical tools. You know, I'm giving him some time. But I'm just saying, like, I've heard people say he is their future. Is he? I mean, maybe. Let's not act like we haven't seen top three picks stumble. Sam Darnold was a number three pick.
Chris,
happens all the time.
The scrap heap is filled with top picks.
Absolute. Jamarcus Russell.
Right. Was the overall number one pick, right?
Yep. Ryan Leaf.
Another one. Can't miss. We heard all these guys. And they
Mitch Trubisky was a second pick. Marcus Mariota was a number two pick. Tua. Now people are questioning Tua.
And they won. And they still don't even feel good about him.
I mean, so we don't know what Trey Lance is going to be. And Rob, and you've always kind of pointed out some of Kyle Shanahan's missteps, whether as a head coach or a offensive coordinator for Atlanta when they lost the Super Bowl to Tom Brady and the Patriots. And I think your criticism of Kyle Shanahan comes down to this. He wants to show us
how smart he is.
And Rob, besides the injuries, which we all can agree, they had to go do something at quarterback because Jimmy G just wasn't able to stay healthy. But I also think, Rob, Shanahan felt like, man, I can't use everything in my bag with Jimmy G. And he looked at Trey Lance and said, I can unload the bag
with Trey Lance. Because he has this, he has all of these other talents.
Yep.
And he can do like the playbook that I want where Jimmy G can't. And Chris, it's like the television business. And Chris will know what I'm talking about. If you've been around for a while and there's a new producer or somebody comes in and they take over a show, they don't get any credit with you, Chris, because you were already there. You weren't their guy.
Right, right.
They bring in one of their own guys and they blow up. Then they say, I'm the one who found Chris Broussard and I'm the one who put him on and the ratings went through the roof.
Right.
If I just stick with the guys who are already there, I'll never get credit.
Great point.
Right? If you're a coach, it's the same thing. It's like, I found this guy. We moved up in the draft, Chris, for this guy. We identified his talent. He took my playbook, ran with it, and we won a Super Bowl. I'm a genius.
Right, right. You're right. But my thing, Rob, is, and it's the same thing I say about Jerry Jones. First of all, it's not about you. As a coach, it isn't about you. And I get, look, we're all human beings. We all want credit. We all want to utilize all the talents and gifts we have. I'm not going to sit here and act like a coach is a bad guy for wanting people to recognize that, hey, he's a really good coach. He's smart. He knows what he's doing, blah, 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 win awards, all that. But the way, Rob, I think the way to get there is to do what is best for your team to win. It's not about you showing off. Because if they would have won one or two of those two Super Bowls with Jimmy G, Kyle Shanahan's getting major love.
No doubt about it.
Nobody's saying, he didn't really – like you talk at the end of – let's say they just run the ball or, you know, run out the clock against Kansas City. Instead of, you know, they had Jimmy G throwing it. And some of it, you know, they had to throw. I get it. But Kyle Shanahan would get the credit just for winning. Just like, what are we sitting, Rob? And we're not the only ones. People give Jimmy G credit.
Right.
It's not that he's lit up the stat sheet, but he wins.
Let me say this. I remember I covered a game, Chris, in Detroit. Bill Parcells was coaching the Jets, and they needed to win that game to make the play. Like that was their game. They needed to win against the Lions at the old Pontiac Silverdome. That's how long ago this was. The Jets are down at the 1 or 2 yard line, 1.5 yard line, Chris. First and goal. They just score a touchdown, and essentially they win the game.
Right.
Bill Parcells' first play, Chris, at the 1 yard line is a halfback option where a rookie running back throws a pick in the end zone.
Wow.
That's like, I'm showing you how smart I am.
Right, absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
Like a rookie guy who you're supposed to know, Chris, if it ain't there, throw it out of bounds. You got three more downs. He throws a pick in the end zone. They lose the game, and they don't make the playoffs. I remember watching it.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great example. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Steve Young said Trey Lance is pretty much in a no-win situation. What are your thoughts? Do you agree? iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
I got no idea, Rob. You? Beverly Hills 90210? I don't know.
No, that's not it. What is this?
Shout outs to Sean in Sacramento.
Is this Malcolm in the Middle?
Yes, sir.
See, wow. Sean, you got it. Malcolm in
I
the Middle.
I never missed Malcolm in the Middle.
That's right. I never watch it, so I never miss it.
All right, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Steve Young says Trey Lance is in basically an impossible situation, Super Bowl or bust, for a guy who's essentially a rookie, has only thrown about 370 passes or something since he graduated high school, Rob, at any level. So he is not very experienced, but he is in a situation where he's expected to help this team get to the playoffs and close to a Super Bowl, if not there. Your thoughts?
All right, let's go to Dominic in Missouri. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dominic?
How y'all doing, brothers?
We're doing great.
Good, man. You?
Good, good. I'll be real fast. So I'm a big Niners fan, man. Sometimes I would say Mike Shanahan drives me crazy. And the only reason I'm going to say that real fast is because Justin,
you meant Kyle, his son, yep. Not Mike.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Not
yep.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. I'm so sorry. Kyle. See, it shows that we should have took Justin Fields, and that was his big mistake. He would have been more ready for our offense, my personal opinion. And then when you look at Aaron Rodgers, he had to sit behind Brett Favre before he took over. So it wouldn't have hurted Trey Lance if he would have sat another year to
not
learn the game
you
a little bit more.
You could have easily entered this season, Rob, with Jimmy Garoppolo as your starter and Trey Lance learns again. You could have done that and had Trey come in like you did last year, you know, in special packages and things like that. But he didn't do it. Look, I haven't seen enough, Rob, from Justin Fields to know if he is better than Trey Lance. What I will say is this. And look, we know that what you did in high school and what you did in college doesn't always translate. I mean, probably more often than not, it doesn't. But, Rob, think about this. In taking Trey Lance over Justin Fields and Mac Jones, for that matter, they took a guy from Division I AA over two guys in this, let's say particularly Fields, who shined individually
a major college
at
football.
A higher level.
Major college.
I mean,
football.
At the absolute highest, right. Alabama and Ohio State. Right. You know
it's
what I mean?
Major, like, it's major college football.
Yeah, how often you doing something like that?
Well, but this is you being the smartest guy in the room.
Right. Yeah. You're right. And if it backfires and Trey Lance turns out to not be very good, Trey Lance ain't the one you should blame. He played at North Dakota State.
Right.
You know, you're going to be blaming Kyle Shanahan.
No doubt.
And if it works, he will look like the genius he wants to look like, but it better work.
Only problem with Shanahan, Chris, and we talk about his, you know, poor execution. His last, Rob G, what is the number? Do you know what it is? He's been outscored, Chris, in his last three playoff losses, something like, I don't know, 60-something to nothing in the fourth. You know, he's supposed to be an offensive genius.
Right, right,
it's like 60-something to nothing.
In the fourth quarter?
In the fourth quarter of his last three playoff losses.
And see, what's interesting about that is that I bet you his numbers over the first three quarters are pretty good.
Yeah, it's the last, because you got to remember, the game that the Chiefs won, right in the fourth quarter. Remember that?
Yep.
Also the choke job with Atlanta, where Tom Brady and them beat him in the fourth quarter, and then the Rams. And the Rams scored like 16 points in the fourth quarter.
And also, I mean, and I think this I imagine this counts in that number, but when they beat Aaron Rodgers, at least the first year, right, he put up some points in the fourth quarter. It was out of hand by that point, if I remember correctly. But yeah, no, your point is well taken, because, Rob, fourth quarter, you're making adjustments.
Right, you got to figure it out.
We see what you've been doing. Now we figured that out. Now I got to adjust to you adjusting to me.
Hold on, Chris. Rob G has it. Well, I know it's ridiculous.
It's even worse than you said, Rob.
Okay, I was being nice.
Between the Super Bowl with the Falcons, the Super Bowl with the Niners, and the last two NFC Championship games, Kyle Shanahan's teams have been outscored in the fourth quarter and overtime a combined 72-3.
72-3, Chris. And what is that, four games?
Four games.
Four fourth quarters, Chris. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable. Well, look, that's crazy. And he wants to be that genius. So Trey Lance better work.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And we'll see if it does. All right. We got our man, Steve DeSager, with the update. Steve, tell us what's going on.
A lot of updates tonight on Thursday Night Football. Chargers at Kansas City, scoreless 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Keenan Allen, Chargers wide receiver, out, suffered a hamstring injury in last week's opener. Defensive back J.C. Jackson, though, making his L.A. debut. He'd had ankle surgery last month. He is active. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker out tonight with a sprained ankle. The game scoreless mid-first quarter, as mentioned. Chiefs got the ball first, drove past midfield, but then Joey Bosa stopped him for a 4-yard loss on a 3rd-and-2 pass. Meanwhile, for the Chargers, yes?
I was going to say, you know, I don't want to say that there are too many NFL analysts out there doing the game for a prime, but I think they made a tackle in the first quarter, one of the analysts.
Just the regular two guys in the booth. But my pregame, it's a cast of thousands.
It's unbelievable.
It's a new guy jumping out of an Amazon box
every
15 minutes.
They brought in everybody
minutes.
You had seen somewhere else.
Anybody who's retired in the last 5 years, I think, got a call. Right.
Where was my call? I mean,
I'm looking for Josina Anderson.
I know.
There.
She should have been on the sidelines, Chris.
Mike Williams of the Chargers had only two catches all last week's game. He had two catches on the first two plays. Plays tonight as the Chargers are on their first drive, again scoreless at KC. San Diego has driven down to about the 20-yard line. There were earlier NFL items as Saints quarterback Jameis Winston was limited at practice again with a bad back. New Orleans running back Alvin Kamara did not practice, rib injury. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones missed practice due to illness. New England's at Pittsburgh on Sunday. From the Steelers, running back Najee Harris practiced fully. He's had a bad foot this past weekend. Pittsburgh placed linebacker TJ Watt on injured reserve. He's expected to miss about 6 weeks with a torn pectoral. By the way, defensive end JJ Watt of Arizona did practice on a limited basis today. And tight end Zach Ertz of Arizona was back at practice. But Cards wide receiver Rondell Moore was not seen at practice due to a hamstring injury. Our Discover Card key matchup is that Chargers at Chiefs scoreless first quarter. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Roger Federer will retire from tennis after this month's Laver Cup playing for Team Europe. In baseball, the White Sox won at Cleveland 8-2 today. The Guardians are first place in the AL Central, 3 games over the White Sox. 4.5 up on the Twins, who are in action right now and leading at home 3-1 over the Royals, bottom of the third. Fox TV with baseball tonight and next Thursday as well. The Mets are leading 5-1 over the Pirates, bottom of the third, and Mets have bases loaded, 2 outs.
I got the over. Already, 7.5.
Already 5-1. And Carlos Carrasco, 14-6 on the mound for the Mets tonight. Part of the country getting Houston's game. Astros leading 1-0 over the A's in the top of the fourth. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber has hit his 38th home run, but that's their only scoring so far. Seventh inning at Miami. Marlins 4-1 over the Phils. Chargers are attempting a field goal on 4th-and-2, and it looks good for an early 3-0
lead. Well, wait a minute. I thought Staley was he got the quarterback. We go for it whenever. We're not afraid.
You haven't heard him talk in the offseason. First off, it's a better defense this year.
Has he been?
I think he's learned.
Has he been talked to by ownership?
Well, also, Steve? Just there. No, I think it's the defense. Well, look at last year. Justin Herbert had
defense,
multiple
you can
games.
Trust more.
Yeah, multiple games where he had to score 40 or they weren't going to win. And look what they did last week. The opener, 6 sacks against the Raiders and 3 interceptions as well. So it's a 31-yard field goal from Dustin Hopkins. 3-0 Chargers, first quarter.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up, Rob. Hey, look, I know the defense is better and he trusts them more. But he may have gotten a talking to, too. I'm not saying a chastisement, but just talk to him. Hey,
he also look, made a something. Some I thought for a coach this was a good comment, because you're right. We all thought it was extreme. He said, I didn't take into consideration how it would affect my offense if they didn't make it, coming back for their very next drive. But, that the something not on paper, something not numbers, how it would, as a coach,
right,
affect his own guys.
Right, yeah. But also you got to admit, I just think like he cost them last year. There were a couple games that
I think he
realized that too.
I would say he cost them the late game at home against Kansas City.
There's no doubt.
And he won them the early game at Kansas City where he went for it on fourth.
But that game at home was a big game and they lost it.
Yeah, I mean, they all add up, but yeah, it was an obviously big game. That was December.
Yes.
All right, Steve, live. Thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the Zone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Rob. And I'm going to bring in Rob G as well. Interesting situation on Monday with Micah Parsons. Rob G, explain to us what happened. He was supposed to be on Undisputed with Skip and Shannon, and he never showed up.
Chris, he was supposed to be a weekly guest. That's what I was shocked. I thought it was an appearance, you know what I mean, where he blew them off. But he signed a deal for him to do it every week.
And didn't they put, Rob G, they put a camera?
Built a camera and set up in his house. They were promoting it. He was promoting it. And when it came time for him to show up on Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
According to both Skip and Shannon on air, he just ghosted them. Did not respond.
Didn't even respond to calls or anything.
Went silent altogether. And, of course, when the media got a hold of him on Wednesday, the Cowboys media asked him about his no-show, and he said, quote, my starting quarterback went down, and we lost. I didn't think it was appropriate for me to be on the show at that point. I need to step up and be a leader, and I shouldn't be on TV. I should be in this locker room. That's where my focus should be right now.
Well, let me ask you this quickly, because we obviously got a lot to say about this. What's the future of this segment? Is it ended or is he going to
according to all parties involved, they hope to have him on Tuesday for next week.
Okay, so Rob, to me, that kind of nullifies what Micah Parsons just said. Like, I need to step up and be a leader, and it is in the locker room, not on TV. But yet next Tuesday, you're going to go on TV. It sounds like if things are going well, if we're winning, then sure, I'll be on. But if we're not, I got to be a leader and not go on.
This is the issue I have, Chris.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Because I think you're going to go somewhere else, so let me just get this in too. I can understand after Dak Prescott gets hurt, you lose a big game that, you know, and y'all look terrible. You signed a deal, you should go on the air. But if you don't think it's appropriate, there's a legitimacy to that. It's not appropriate. We just lost our quarterback. But it's appropriate for you to call Skip or Shannon or the producer, text them, whatever. Let them know on Monday. If not Sunday night, they played the game Sunday night. If on Monday, let them know. Guys, blah, 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 blah. This happened. I don't feel comfortable doing. That's all you had to do. The fact that you didn't contact anybody, that's to me what's even more egregious.
Yeah, it's unprofessional. It just is. I mean, if Fox didn't send you the check after you did it, you would be calling them. And you would expect somebody to pick up the phone, Chris. Am I right?
Absolutely. Rob, it's like if I just don't show up for the show.
Right.
Don't call anybody. Don't let you know. Don't text you. I just don't show up.
No, well, that, yeah, I mean, we got a problem, right? We got a big problem if you don't contact us. Here's my other thing. Okay, I'm surprised. Surprise, surprise, surprise that he even agreed to do this. Chris, this isn't a softball radio interview with the broadcaster who covers the team. Do you know what I mean? Like, guys do that. Would have a radio hit once a week.
With our man Nui Scruggs.
Right. You know what I mean? But it's just, Nui ain't going to say nothing crazy, Chris, right? Nobody is.
Right.
When it's local radio or you just got a local hit and there's nothing.
Guys do that all the time.
Skip and
get
Shannon, a real show. Dude, they're going to make headlines every week.
They're going to challenge you.
Yes. I'm stunned that they
got. They're going to ask you big questions.
About Dak. Hey, he was bad. He was terrible. Can Dak get you there? Is he good enough?
Yep.
Those are the questions. I don't believe Skip and Shannon are going to sit there and toss softballs. I've never seen it.
They're
so I'm surprised that he would do it. I know
that's
Skip is a Cowboys fan, Chris, but guess what? I've seen Skip throw Dak Prescott's jersey in the garbage can.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. No, you're right, Rob. That's a great point. And look, the Cowboys could have nixed it themselves. But you are like, look, if Micah Parsons goes on there, because Skip is going to be saying what he's saying. And some of it might be critical of the Cowboys, right?
And Jerry
and
Jones.
And Shannon is definitely going to be critical of them. And Jerry Jones and the Zeke and all his teammates.
Right.
What's he going to do? Because you notice, if he's not saying anything, if he's just giving cliches, if he's just protecting his team, you know, saying all the right things, being politically correct, he ain't going to last long.
No, because nobody wants to hear that, Chris.
No,
and
they don't want to waste their show, full segment or two of their show for just spouting cliches.
Right, they'll be like, and people will tune out. There's nothing here. He's not giving me anything. What am I watching?
He's saying the same thing, like you said, that he says to the local reporters.
Right.
What's the point?
Exactly.
Or you go the other way and you really get down, right? Like you say, you speak your mind, you know. We have Cooper Rush. I mean, come on. We supposed to win with Cooper Rush?
Right.
Really?
You say that, and now people are like, oh, this is must-see TV. Right?
It's must-see TV, and then you got issues in the locker room. You know what I mean? It kills your team. Zeke ain't what he used to
be. Zeke was good 4 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
Pollard should be the starter. I mean, really, like, what's he going to say if Shannon says that? Man, look, Zeke just ain't what he used to be. It's obvious, man. Pollard should be started. If he says the cliche, nah, man, we still believe in Zeke. Okay, what did you get? Right? Is that what I want to watch, Rob? Or if you say, you know, what you really, you know, we think might be in your heart, if you just call it like it is, then you got problems. So that's a great point, Rob. This, it just doesn't make sense. He'd be better off going on like a sports center or something.
Well, you're not going to get
it's not debate. It's not, you know, you're not looking for anything, you know, you're not expecting to get anything juicy or controversial.
When I heard it was every month, every Tuesday, I was stunned. I really was. Not on that show.
Well, think about it, Rob.
It's a great gift for them if they can get something out of him and he's must see. So I don't have – that's not the thinking.
No, it's not on them at all.
Right, the thinking is smart.
Right,
the thinking is smart.
And it's just, you know, think about the guys that are on shows like this. They're generally retired. You get a current player to do a one-off, right? But as far as regular appearances, what current player – I mean, I may be missing somebody. What current player is doing this? What current players do, Rob, is they have their own podcast.
Yep.
And they say, you know, they can say whatever they want, you know. But this is different. And look, like you said, it's a great get for Skip and Shannon. And
And look,
it's gonna be interesting.
Look at Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow. They go to safe spaces, Chris, where
Pat
where they're not gonna be challenged. They're not gonna be asked follow-up.
Doesn't challenge Rodgers
at all.
It works because he gets Rodgers. You know, Rodgers, you can still say stuff, but you control it. You know? But you're right. McAfee doesn't challenge him and push back or anything.
How many times do we listen to an interview and go, ask him this? Or, you know, like, what about that? Nothing.
Right. Now, this is it's an interesting situation. This is going to be interesting to see how it works out. All right, boxing finally giving us the fights we want. But is it too little, too late? We'll get into that next. I, couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. No lie. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the zone, AutoZone. Your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. Rob, we've got a huge one coming up. Finally, Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence Jr. Is it at the welterweight division, Rob G? So the two best welterweights in the world, both of them in their prime. Honestly, Rob, this might be the biggest welterweight championship bout. This reminds me of Hearns and Leonard when they fought the first time, because both of them were at the peak of their powers. And I don't remember if they both were – well, no, Sugar Ray had lost to Durant. I think Hearns may have been – was undefeated. And it was just – it was Rob. It was two straight-up kings at the peak of their powers fighting. And I don't give me Mayweather-Pacquiao. They were well – you know, both of them, I think, were probably washed. Past their prime. Right. Well, Pacquiao was definitely washed.
Right.
You know, I mean, he kept fighting, actually fought – you know, kept fighting longer than Floyd. But they were – to your point, they were not
like
themselves.
Like, that fight would have been great 4 years, five years earlier. Chris. It would have been the – you want to talk about big and people be into it.
It would have been –
it would have been colossal.
It would have been bigger than this.
Right.
Crawford
colossal.
Spence. Yeah. Like, Crawford Spence, partially because, Rob, we talked about it. What you were saying, like, boxing isn't quite what it used to be. So Crawford Spence isn't as big as Leonard Hearns because boxing was bigger. And casual fans knew about Sugar Ray and Tommy Hearns and all that. Now, I mean, yeah, some casual fans, but it's just not – it doesn't have the, you know, the it's not what it used to be. But anyway, this is – at least we're getting these two guys fighting in their prime. And we're getting Triple G and Canelo again in a rematch. And you might remember, you met Triple G with me at Jordan's All-Star party,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
He gave me a head nod. Me being cool ever
yeah,
since.
Yeah, he gave me a hug.
Is that right? Wow.
And a picture. And we even shadow boxed him, though.
Wow. Right, now we get a little carried
we
away.
We did get a picture, though. But so you got that, and then you got Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. And so, Rob, we are starting to get big-name fighters in their primes fighting each other. I like it. It's just what the doctor ordered for boxing. But do you think it's too little too late?
I do. I just wow. think, I mean, people will be, Chris, your boxing people will be
right.
Into it, of course. They want to see it. It's just something that they want to see. But I think it could have been bigger for more people had it been sooner.
It could have.
That's all.
It could have been Hearns.
It could have been, right.
Leonard. I mean, Hearns and Leonard are immortals. But these two guys are undefeated. And, Rob, what it comes down to, and I guess I can't always blame the fighters. But these guys are so concerned, and maybe it's a lot of the promoters, they're so concerned about remaining undefeated.
Right.
You know,
that's the biggest problem is that that's where they are, Chris. It's like a loss is the end of the world.
Yep.
And it wasn't like that in boxing.
No.
Muhammad Ali was considered the greatest. He lost plenty of times.
He lost five fights. I mean, you know, a lot of them came late, but he still did. He lost, you know, when he came back from exile and fought Joe Frazier.
He lost.
But they fought two more times. Like, you're right. It wasn't when Frazier lost. It wasn't the end of the world. Sugar Ray, I mentioned, he lost to Roberto Duran and came back and then beat Duran and then fought Hearns and beat him. Like, Hearns wasn't done. Hearns had some wars with Hagler and Duran and, you know, and fought Sugar Ray again. Like, that's what it was about. Now, where I understand, Rob, with the fighters, it's smarter business-wise, right?
Yeah, but it's not good. I understand that, but I think that's where even Floyd, it became like, ugh, another tomato can.
Yeah, it was
another,
hard to watch.
It was hard
fights,
to
man.
Watch. I mean, he made money, but it wasn't entertaining for boxing.
No.
And he just didn't want to lose. And once he got to that point, that's where it became. It came about not wanting to lose,
yep.
Chris, right? That's what it was.
What I've always said is if I had a kid or, you know, cousin or somebody that was fighting and asked my advice, I would tell them, this is the blueprint, what Floyd Mayweather did. Floyd's undefeated record, Rob, became how he sold fights. It wasn't going to be an interesting fight, but you wanted to see, does he win, does he lose?
Somebody knock him out, right?
That's it, right. All right, we got an hour left. Keep it locked. All right, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.